Thanks, 10-4.
You're listening to radio news about radio waves. Headlines from the ether. You're tuned to This Week in Radio News. I'm Tom Rowe in the Wave Farm Study Center in upstate New York. Shashank Bengali and Alan Saha report in the Los Angeles Times that on January 19th, Pakistan closed Radio Mashal, a U.S. government-funded radio station. Pakistani authorities said Radio Mashal broadcasts were, quote, against the interests of Pakistan, unquote, saying the station's reports made the country seem like, quote, a hub of terrorism, unquote, and, quote, a failed state, unquote. The Pakistani Inner Services Intelligence, part of the Pakistani military, made the decision, according to the report. Recently, the administration of Donald Trump says it will withhold hundreds of millions of dollars in military assistance from Pakistan because it said terrorists from Pakistan are crossing into Afghanistan to attack U.S.-led coalition troops there. Trump himself has called out, quote, lies and deceit, unquote, from Pakistan recently on Twitter. Pakistan said the U.S.-funded station's broadcasts were, quote, in line with a hostile intelligence agency's agenda, unquote. The station broadcast in the Pashto language and was popular in the northwestern part of the country where many Pashtun refugees have fled from Afghanistan live. The Los Angeles Times wrote, quote, the station is part of Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, a nonprofit broadcasting organization funded by Congress and based in Prague, Czech Republic. Started during the Cold War as an alternative to pro-Soviet propaganda, the organization airs programs in 23 countries that says face media restrictions, including Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Iran, unquote. Radio Free Europe President Thomas Kent said the station has, quote, no connection to the intelligence agencies of any country, unquote. TechCrunch reports that the Federal Communications Commission has backed off from lowering what constitutes a broadband signal. Currently, the FCC considers a fixed signal with speeds of 25 megabytes download and 3 megabytes upload broadband. They were considering lowering that to a mobile signal with 10 megabytes download and 1 megabyte upload, which would allow them to claim that much of the country has broadband internet. Commissioner Jessica Rosenworcel, a Democrat, was happy her Republican colleagues kept the current standard, saying, quote, I'm glad that the FCC has backed away from its crazy idea to lower the broadband speed standard, but it defies logic to conclude that broadband is being reasonably and timely deployed across this country when over 24 million Americans still lack access, unquote. Republican FCC head Ajit Pai seems to agree, recently proposing a $500 million project to expand rural broadband. The Minneapolis Star Tribune reports that 2 months after cutting ties with radio host Garrison Keillor, Minnesota Public Radio revealed some details about why on January 23rd. NPR said the host of A Prairie Home Companion subjected a woman to, quote, dozens of sexually inappropriate incidents over a period of years, unquote, including, quote, unwanted sexual touching, unquote. On November 29th, NPR said it would no longer distribute and broadcast the 75-year-old Keillor's The Writer's Almanac and the Best of A Prairie Home Companion hosted by Garrison Keillor. After allegations of inappropriate behavior with an individual who worked with him. What was first thought to be a single incident is now one woman detailing a number of alleged incidents in a 12-page letter. That letter is still not public, but the Star Tribune says she was a longtime writer for the show and one of several women who claimed to have received inappropriate messages from the host. A friend of the woman said the messages turned, quote, threatening, unquote, and that, quote, he is not the nice guy that all of his fans think he is, unquote. Keillor criticized NPR for releasing details of the complaint and then wrote, quote, she signed her emails, I love you, and she asked if her daughter could be hired to work here and so forth. She attended the last show in L.A. She still features A Prairie Home Companion prominently on her Facebook page, unquote. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports that a 19-year-old Michigan man, Brandon Griesmeyer, made 22 calls to CNN threatening to go to Atlanta headquarters and kill employees. The FBI arrested him last week, and he was released hours later on $10,000 bail. Quote, I'm smarter than you, more powerful than you. I have more guns than you, more manpower. Your cast is about to get gunned down in a matter of hours, unquote. He allegedly told a CNN operator in one call, quote, fake news, I'm coming to gun you all down, unquote. Same day news of the threat was announced, President Donald Trump tweeted about, quote, crazy Jim Acosta of fake news CNN, unquote, about another issue. A CNN statement said, quote, "We take any threats to CNN employees or workplaces around the world extremely seriously. This one is no exception. We have been in touch with local and federal law enforcement throughout and have taken all necessary measures to ensure the safety of our people," unquote. Riesmeier had made a threatening call to an Ann Arbor mosque in September. Recode reports that Burger King released a pro-net neutrality, pro-Burger King ad this week. In the video, customers in a Burger King restaurant are told they'll get their food quicker if they pay more. On December 14th, the Federal Communications Commission rolled back net neutrality rules, allowing internet companies to charge customers more for quick access to the internet. The video, called Whopper Neutrality, is clearly a metaphor for the end of net neutrality, with fast and slow lanes online. Let's listen to part of the ad.
Hey, how you doing?
You know what number 98 was?
Number 98,
you got the Whopper?
Yeah.
So you got the slow access Whopper pass?
Wait.
What?
It's on the menu right there with the fast, medium, and slow.
Slow Mbps, fast Mbps, or hyper fast Mbps. Mbps, of course, standing for making burgers per second.
So if we want a Whopper now, we have to pay $26?
Well, that's how you get it fast. That's the highest priority.
This is like a lane system?
It's maybe like 15, yeah, fast lane, slow lane. So like maybe like 15, 20 minutes.
What are you talking about?
Burger King Corporation believes that they can sell more and make more money selling like chicken sandwiches and chicken fries, so now they're slowing down the access to the Whopper. Yeah.
Were you given an option of a chicken sandwich or?
Yeah, I don't want a chicken sandwich, Robert. I want a Whopper.
Do you have any Whoppers ready that aren't?
Yeah. The sandwich is ready. I'm just not allowed to actually get it to you.
What? You can't give me the sandwich? It's ready, but you can't give it to me?
Whopper neutrality was repealed. They voted on it.
Whopper what? This doesn't make any sense.
Fortunately, I have no other choice.
Oh, my God. This is the worst thing I've ever heard of.
See, like, he got the fast, and now he's getting his
Are you kidding me? You paid $26 for a Whopper?
Yeah, he ordered it. Now he's a higher priority, so...
If, come on, guys. Like, I want a burger, man.
If you'd like... If
this
you...
is a bad dream right now. I just want... burger, brother, a burger.
You want
a burger? I feel like I'm going to say this is crazy.
Here's what I'll do. You have the bag, and I can put it in the bag in 42 seconds. Hold on, 10 seconds.
We don't make the rules.
You just enforce these ridiculous rules?
Fortunately, we have to.
Come on.
I feel like I was being taken advantage of in a sense. Just as a customer coming in to get their food, it's felt like a power move.
They already changed the policies overnight or whatever.
I didn't think that ordering a Whopper would really open my eyes up to net neutrality.
The Whopper actually taught me about net neutrality. It's stupid, but true.
Quote, Burger King did not weigh in at the FCC in 2015 when it wrote the net neutrality rules that the agency's Republican leaders later scrapped in December, unquote, Recode writes. Quote, Burger King has not filed a lawsuit to challenge the repeal. The spokesperson declined to say January 24th if it would launch or join one later, unquote. I'm Tom Rowe reporting for Wavefarm Radio and WGXC.